Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for all that tuned in. I know I missed you last week. I apologize for that. I'm very, very happy to have your ears this week for this week's topic, The Heart of a Hustler. I'm going to have a special guest coming on this evening. I just first of all want to acknowledge everybody that's been tuning in consistently and has been contacting me with emails, Michelle, Talia. Really do appreciate that. I really appreciate the support. For those of you that may not have heard any of my shows before, check out the website, www.IamHereToInspire.com. That's www.IamHereToInspire.com. Check out my radio show and events that I may have coming up and all sorts of other fun things. So, The Heart of a Hustler. Why I call this show talk? People losing jobs or just panicking around the economy, period. Gas prices going up, price of food getting higher, and money is on everybody's mind. People are concerned with the lack thereof. There's not enough money. There's not enough money. People are getting laid off and forced into situations they have to sit and think about what they want to do next. Some people are stressing and running out and going out resumes and trying to get jobs. And other people are tapping into their creativity that we all have and trying to do something for themselves. I believe if everybody has at least one hustle in them, the hustle is telling a story, writing a book. Everyone has one hustle in them. It can be something that you enjoy doing that you can turn into a hustle. You may love golf. You become a dog walker. You can become someone that does facial massage dogs. I can't believe they have false dogs. That's on the top of the show. There's so many things that you can do based on what it is we're doing. We'll talk about some ways you tap to. Yes, this meetup is with Hustle University. He basically has a database of this image of people may have thought about entrepreneurship, may not have known which direction to go in. He's the author of several books, including The Hustler's Commandments, Hustle While You Work, Ladies Are Hustlers Too, and several other books, as well as audio books that he has available on his website to help teach and inspire other people out there to turn their creativity or their love or whatever it is into a hustle. And it doesn't matter what that is. Your hustle can be music, your hustle can be making cupcakes, your hustle can be coaching other people how to work on their bodies, your hustle can be talking on the telephone and making people feel good about themselves with your voice. I mean, whatever thing is you decide to do, you could turn that into income for yourself. And now is the time. If you're finding yourself like laid off, just in a situation where you have an abundance of time on your hands, that's not by accident. Nothing is happening by accident. Some people have to be forced into sparking their creativity. You know, like with swimming, you know, some people willingly got into the pool for the swimming lesson. Some people had to be pushed to the pool to get lessons. But we got to get the, you know, you got to get the way, you got to jump in the water and try it, or at least start to thought towards it. So I'm going to go ahead and not waste too much more time and bring my special guest in so he can tell you a little bit more about himself, all the wonders that he has going on. So, Brother Hotep, are you there? This is Aisha with Here's on Spirit Radio. Uh-oh. Let me try that again. Brother Hotep, can you hear me? Let's try that again. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
now?
Me?
Now I can hear you. Peace. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. It seems like the connection is bad, though. It's, can you hear me fine, or is it segmented, or is my voice stream smooth?
You sound very smooth. Do I sound okay? Speak to you?
No, well, it's hard to hear you, but as long as you can hear me and my Barry White, then it's all good.
Yes, Barry, you are tuned in just fine. The call can hear you. I'm going to try and clip my connection in just a second. So, again, welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this Tuesday evening to share your wisdom and to tell people a little bit more about what you do. So can you give us some information or just a little bit around
what that is, tell the people about that?
Say that one more time, please.
I was saying, can you just tell the people a little bit about your background? And
yes,
go ahead.
Okay, you sound a lot better now, so whatever you just did sounds perfect.
Good.
Well, my background is as an entrepreneur. I started in the music industry. As an independent musician, and you know, like at the time, this was early the mid '90s. It wasn't very popular to go the independent route. People were still seeking record deals and such. But I've always been the type of person to feel as if I was master of my own destiny. And even though I wanted a record deal at the time, I couldn't find a record deal. So I continued to find my own way and make my own way, and that's what kind of led to House University having that model: if you can't find a way, make your own way. So my journey started there in the entertainment community as an artist, and then I expanded out of that box into the filmmaking and the film industry, and was successful at creating my own way there independently, and that led into the publishing of books.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole journey, as I said, is one of the individual that always wanted to find a way. I tried to find a record deal, couldn't get one. Tried to find a film deal, couldn't get one. Tried to even find a publishing deal, couldn't get one. I couldn't find a way, so I learned how to make my own way.
Mm-hmm.
And through that journey, as I continued doing that, I learned a very valuable lesson. And that lesson was that I recognized that people liked what I did, but more importantly, they were more interested in learning how I did it. And it's that one idea that led me to create Hustle University, so I could show people how I was doing it, how I was able to create habitual success independently as the master of my own destiny and cut my own path through any and every industry and every endeavor and continually create habitual success through every aspect of my life. And I built Hustle University to show other people how they can do the same.
Thank you so much, first of all, for even thinking enough to share the information with everybody else. You know, there are many successful entrepreneurs out there, but there aren't always successful models that the average person can take and feel comfortable reading, you know. And I've had the pleasure of meeting you, and you're very down-to-earth, regular, humble brother. So it would be nice for other people to see themselves in you and know that they, hey, this brother did it. He started with music, whatever their hustle may be, whether it's music or writing or whatever the thing. So thank you, first of all, for doing what you do.
No problem. Well, you know, one of the things it says on the website, which is hustleuniversity.org, is that, you know, if P. Diddy and Jay-Z were educators, they would have built Hustle University themselves. And so the thing is, for a lot of entrepreneurs, while they might have a lot of information and experience and have this great wealth of knowledge, they don't know how to share it with other people because they don't have the gift of being an educator or a teacher. And that's where I come in and where Hustle University comes in, is not only having the great wealth of knowledge and information, but also having the ability to educate or teach other people how to follow and create systems and curriculums, you know, because I'm also an educator, not just by profession, but also by nature. And so it is that gift that God has blessed me with above all else that enables me to do what I do with Hustle University.
So what are some of the things that you all do at Hustle University? For those
that may not have had a chance to go to the site.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Hustle U is an online institution for urban-centered entrepreneurs. It is officially the first online HBCU. I am president and founder of Hustle University. And, yes, you can come to Hustle University and get your own degree. We call it the PhD. And for those that are not familiar, the PhD is the Professional Hustler's Degree. Yes, you can come through.
So wait a minute, brother. You telling me that we can go to your website and take courses and get a PhD?
Absolutely.
A professional hustler's degree?
Come through, get your PhD. You're going to start soon seeing a lot of people with PhD next to their name, and you're going to inquire about them being doctors, and they say, well, no, that's not the doctorate PhD. That's the professional hustler's degree. Yes, that's something that's going to be real big over the summer. We have audio classes. We have a series of books books, CDs, DVDs, everything that helps people in different walks of life and different aspects of the journey through life to be successful. We even have programs for people in relationships that want to deal with the personal aspects of their lives. That's romance and finance. And whether you're into sales, that's how to sell water to a whale. If you're interested in personal branding, that's brand your swag. If you want the rules, the tools, and the jewels for success in anything and everything that you do, that's the Hustler's Ten Commandments. That's the Hustler's the Hustler's Gospel, as well as Hustle While You Work. And if you can't choose between the three of them, you can even buy the Hustler's Bible. That'll be coming out this summer as well.
Wow, brother, you named about – I was trying to write them all down, and then I just put the pen down. You named about 10 books there.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Well, I've been busy.
Now, that's wonderful. It's a great use of your time. Now, tell me, who is your audience? How simple is this material for someone to take on? Someone that's had no business experience whatsoever, or people that have had a little bit of business experience, or who is this information for?
The information is for anyone and everyone that wants more out of their current condition. At Hustle University, we reach everyone from the streets to the executive suites, and we're in a great position where, you know, whether you're in the academic area, whether you're just coming out of prison, whether you have a master's degree, whether you've been in business for 30 years and a millionaire, there's no person that Hustle University cannot empower and further push toward whatever their goals is. You see, one thing you learn as an entrepreneur and a person that wants more out of life, there is no end to your journey. You know, once you climb one mountain and you get to the top, you realize that there's another mountain to climb. So that's why you see people like Donald Trump and Bill Gates who always want more. They're always building more, finding more ways to create and build and build. Oprah Winfrey doing the same thing because, you know, your switch doesn't just shut off because you've made a certain amount of money. You know, it's an inner drive that real and true entrepreneurs have for more, to create, to become better, to become more self-actualized. And so with that being said, while the work that we create and the classes that we have at Hustle University are for everyone, they specifically reach out and touch a certain demographic, and that's a demographic like myself and you, people that are urban-centered, many times African-American, people that are somewhere between the ages of 25 and 50. You'll find those are my core audience and my target audience, not because I've targeted that audience consciously, but because I fit that demographic myself. And my business model is something that is built off of who I am first and foremost, you know, and that's part of what we talk about with personal branding. You know, branding your swag is being able to build a business empire based off of who you are and what makes you identifiably unique. That's what I've done. So when I tell people I'm the president and founder of Hustle University, that's true. But what's even more true about it and what's more gangster about this whole situation is I'm not just the president of Hustle U, I am Hustle University. And so that's why Hustle University reaches a certain demographic, because it is me that people are responding to primarily when they reach in, when they tap into Hustle University.
So for the person out there that has no idea what they want to do, but they know they want to start a business, they may have lost their job. Some people still have jobs too, but the person that is just thinking about it right now, because I meet them all the time. I've been self-employed for a while now. So I would get people, how did you know what it is that you wanted to do? I was fortunate to have an idea and a passion and a dream early on. I was very clear on what I wanted to do. But there are many people that have no idea where to even start, but they know that they want to start earning some sort of income for themselves. What would you recommend for that person? Where would they start, or what type of advice do you have for that person?
Well, as far as products and programs from Hustle University, I would start with tools. That is Hustle While You Work. Hustle While You Work not only provides a streamlined process for people that have day jobs that also want to build a business, but there are chapters in that book that deal with helping individuals find the type of business that fits their own particular unique identity. There's seven different types of businesses and different types of personalities that fit into those businesses. For a lot of people who are unsuccessful in life, part of that reason is because they've been unable to identify the type of business that fits their own natural being, their own natural personality and such. So I would start with Hustle While You Work. That helps people identify those aspects of themselves and also the type of businesses that will match up with them. Hustle While You Work also starts off, also has chapters that deal with everything you need to know before you start a business, the elements of a business plan, and all those different things. So for people that are just beginning, I would start there as far as the products are concerned. The type of advice I would give to an individual like that would be for them to first start with themselves and meditate on the different, their interests, their hobbies, their talents, and skills. You know, I believe in, while some people believe in business from the outside in, I believe in starting businesses from the inside out. The difference being, you know, individuals that approach business from the outside in, they look outside of themselves and are looking for things that they can sell, things that people like, you know, voids in business, in the world, to say, hey, I can fill in that void. So that type of person is basically an opportunist that is trying to find something to sell. And basically they'll sell anything because they just want to make money. That's the person that goes from the outside in. They finding something outside of themselves and then say, well, I'm going to try and sell that. Unfortunately for a lot of people, that process and that mode of that model of business doesn't work, because they find themselves in businesses that are not matched up to their own identity. And that's why you have people in a lot of these what I call serial multi-level marketers who start off selling noni juice, and next month they're selling prepaid legal, and next month they're selling coffee, and next month they're trying to sell internet services, and the next month they're trying to sell. You see, what happens is when a person is lost and doesn't know their own skill set, they end up trying and doing a whole lot of everything and not really being successful at any one of them, unless that individual has a great skill for sales. You see, multi-level marketing is great for individuals whose personality fit with that business model. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't take the time to teach other people how to figure out if that's something for them. So I want to be clear that there's nothing wrong with multi-level marketing and the model of seeking business starting outside in, but it fails for a lot of people because they don't reach them. They're not able to find a model that fits their own identity. So for those people, I recommend starting from the inside out, starting with their own skill set, their own blessings from God, things that come natural and easy to them, and then deciding on business models that they can utilize those skills, those attributes, those talents that they have, and build their empire from that way. So, again, using myself as an example, when I say I am Hustle University, Hustle University is me. It's an extension of who I am naturally. It's an extension of what makes me great and special. That's why I can do it. That's why it looks like it's coming easy to me. That's why I can write 10 books and have 3 films and multiple CDs in 4 years, you know, and make it seem like it's an effortless situation. Mm. It's not effortless, but because I'm an educator by nature, to have my own university now makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. To know that I'm a hustler or a go-getter, the type of person that makes things happen for myself, there's no question now why I would create something called Hustle University, because that is the go-getter in me, the person mm-hmm. that's about going to make things happen, as well as the educator combined into a business model, you see? And everybody can create their own empire based off of what makes them natural, what makes them uniquely them. That's why Oprah Winfrey is so successful at it, and she's a billionaire for that, right?
Right, and there are many people. Everyone has something that's unique about them that they can put into their business or turn into a business. If you love to make cookies or cakes, you can turn that into an empire. And I've heard, though, you know, and I'm actually going to even speak from personal experience with this. I had opened Exotic Faces as a spa business. I went into the business young, very passionate and very excited about having the opportunity to bring services to a specific community that hadn't been exposed to that type of treatment before, you know, to teach stress reduction and the importance of self-care and benefits of massage, et cetera. And I ate, slept, drank, breathed, dreamt Exotic Faces. That was my life. I knew nothing else but Exotic Faces and was very much committed to it. So when it came time for Exotic Faces to grow, and to expand, even though I was able to open other locations and have multiple locations simultaneously, I was still very attached to the day-to-day of everything that was going on in Exotic Faces. So when I went to a business coach, they were advising you shouldn't always go into a business, like turn your hobby or something you love into a business because you run the fear of attachment and not being able to let go, et cetera, et cetera. So for people that may have heard that before, do you have any advice on how not to, you know, because it is your baby. That's your Exotic Faces is me, you know. If you think of that, most people that know the business would think of me. So to put it in someone else's hands or to think of selling it or expanding and things like that would always be somewhat scary for me personally. So for the entrepreneurs that are already in business that are listening that might be dealing with that same issue of detaching so that they can grow and not stifle their own growth, what advice do you have for that?
Well, I would say that you have, you know, what I'm saying is that there's different models of business. And if you have the model of business from the inside out, then, yes, you have a personal attachment to your business. But, you know, Hustler's commandment number 6 is business is personal. So we don't, at Hustle University, we don't differentiate between business and personal. You know, we understand that business is personal and they're very closely linked. You have people that are venture capitalists and deal with business in a way that they just build a business, build it up, grow it, and sell it. Mm-hmm. That's a perfectly valid model of business. At Hustle University, we don't teach that model. You know, so for that person, you know, while Hustle University would give them success strategies and skills to build their business and to be successful at that endeavor, we won't at Hustle University teach individuals how to prepare business to sell it. Okay, we don't. Mm. That's not something that we teach at Hustle University. For those people that have personal attachments, I would advise that it's good to have personal attachments, but also they have to understand that one of the key foundations of their business is sharing, right? Mm. And so we have to understand that as a business, that we have to be able to share our business and open up our business to other people. If we want to grow, we're going to have to keep, you know, the saying that says if you want to keep growing, you got to keep going, and vice versa. If you want to keep going, you got to keep growing. So, you know, individuals that have that issue and concern, you know, really need to reassess why they are in business. And, you know, it's not a problem if they have that issue because, you know, each of us in business have our own definition of success. Mm-hmm. You know, so mm-hmm. for some people, success is building a business to going public and becoming, incorporated and selling stock and all that, that's success for them. And if that's the case, then so be it. But for other people, hey, I just want to open up my kiosk in a mall and have my business that allows me and affords me the lifestyle that I want to live. And if that's all you want, then so be it. You see? So I would just recommend that each and every person that gets into business first identify their own skill sets, their own talents and abilities, and build a business model based off of that. I would also recommend that they assess what is success to them. And this is part of what we teach, part of the trainer coaching that we do at Hustle U, is to help people create a vision for themselves of the future and define what success means to them, what will make them happy. You see, some people, $1 million won't make them happy without having certain people in their lives. You see, so everybody has their own definition of success, their own needs, and I think that by keeping those needs and those things in check, that will guide the rest of their decisions when entering into business.
So thank you for answering that question, brother. So the Hustle University courses that they take, these are online courses, is that correct?
The courses we have available are audio courses. The audio courses. So there's a few things that people can do at Hustle U. They can become members of Hustle University. We have an online community membership, which is originally $19.99, but we've got a $9.99 special for members. It's basically $10 a month. Some people spend $10 a day on coffee, so don't tell me you can't spend $9.99 a month for something that's going to empower the rest of your life.
And what do they get with exactly for that $9.99 a month? Or
they have access to our private membership site. We know commandment number one, your network is your network, so I put you amongst a community of people that are all go-getters and driven for success. So now instead of hanging around Rudy and Tootie and them and hanging on the corner, you're hanging around people that have started businesses, people that are well into their businesses, or people that are just starting like some of them. And you're able to communicate with these people, build off ideas. On this membership site, we have monthly classes that we provide to all of our members. We just did one a couple days ago on networking, helping people become professional networkers and not just people that are just going out there meeting people. We learned that a lot of people think they're networking when they're just introducing themselves to people, and networking gets a lot deeper. So you have access to the classes on a monthly basis, as well as all of the previous classes, about 24 of them, that have been archived on the site. You have access to all those as well. Then, on a weekly basis, I provide a lot of tips and information to my members that I don't provide through my email list. In my email list, that's just general information, letting people know where we're going to be next week or so and what's going on. But for our members, I give them the real good stuff. So, for example, I might tell you on the email newsletter that everybody can get, I might tell you that there's money out there from big corporations. They're giving out big money out there for people who want it. I'll let you know that on the newsletter. But for my members, I'll give you direct links to who those companies are, who to contact at those companies, and also with the audio classes there, we'll show you how to create a proposal to get money from some of these companies. And I always use myself as an example. I want to be clear that for all people that are considering membership with Hustle University, the greatest thing about Hustle U is we don't teach from something that we've read in a book or that we heard on TV somewhere. We teach from experience. Right? We don't teach people just knowledge, but we teach people how to use knowledge. So when I'm teaching class on networking or how to get thousands of dollars from corporations, I'm not telling you because I heard this is how you do it or I read this is how you do it. I'm teaching it because I've done it. I'm still doing it, and I can show you how to do it too.
Well, Brother Hotep, I want to take a quick break for a second and just play a little song here and give my callers a chance to call in. I have a few people already in the queue that want to ask a couple of questions I want to bring in. And I also, if you don't mind, you've mentioned two or three of them. What are the Hustler's Ten Commandments? If you could share that with our audience, that would be great after the break. So we'll be right back.
Good.
Be right back, people. We'll be right back. my soul just to survive, yeah. In a game of numbers I must thank the God who is the street, oh, for all the opportunities, or I display such loyalty, yeah. Oh, for all the way they exploit me. All right, everybody. That was Lauren Hill. The world is a hustle. The world is a hustle. We're talking to my special guest, Hotep, this evening with HustleUniversity.org. Brother Hotep, are you still there with us?
I'm here.
All right. So before I left and before I see you out there, callers, holding in the queue, and I'm going to bring you in just a moment, but I want you to elaborate a little bit about the Ten. Just tell us what the Hustler's Ten Commandments are, if you don't mind.
Right. Well, the Hustler's Ten Commandments was my first and probably my biggest selling book. It is my Rich Dad, Poor Dad, my Art of War, my Thinking, Grow Rich, and all that. When it's my time comes on earth, I will be remembered probably most prominently for writing the Hustler's Ten Commandments. They are the rules to the game called life, a collection of corporate best practices, ancient wisdom, and guerrilla tactics for today's independent-minded entrepreneur. Hustler's Commandment number one, as I mentioned earlier, deals with your network and the value of the people you keep around you. That is Commandment number one. Your network is your net worth. Commandment number two is image is everything. Hustler's Commandment number three, the early bird gets the worm. Commandment number four, it's lonely at the top. Hustler's Commandment number five is success is where opportunity meets preparation. Commandment number six, business is personal. Hustler's Commandment number seven, everything is negotiable, and let me stress everything. Commandment number eight, it's not what you know or who you know. It's who knows you. Commandment number nine is it takes dough to make bread. And finally, probably the most important of all the Hustler's Ten Commandments is know and believe in thyself.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah, you can hear me
now.
Sorry, because I hear myself. Wow, those are powerful, brother. Thank you for sharing those. And that was that the first book, The Hustler's Ten Commandments?
That was the first one, yes, ma'am.
All right. Now, I had the pleasure of reading Brand Your Swag, which was a great, easy read. I love that about your books. They're easy reads. They're not intimidating, you know, for someone that, whether they've been to college or finished high school or not, I think that they're simple enough for people to understand and incorporate into their regular lives. But the Brand Your Swag, you're talking about basically, like you were saying before the break, turning your whatever it is that is your swag, that you consider your swag, into a business. So what if my swag is, you know, I just wear fresh sneakers every single day. That's my thing. Every time you see me, I got a new pair of fresh sneakers on. Do you do things to make recommendations for businesses for them, or do you have just tools and steps in the books for them to do? And any personal coaching take place?
Yeah, we have Hustle University coaching as well. You know, Hotep is your success GPS, and all you need to do is follow directions. You understand? I'll repeat that again for those that didn't catch that. I serve as people's success GPS. All they need to do is follow directions and instructions, and they will make it to whatever destination they so choose. Right? By any means necessary is the way I operate. So if anybody wants to serve from my coaching, my consulting, they have to understand that I crack that whip. Because I'm not about playing with people, holding people's hands. I'm about results. So we do have the coaching programs for those that want the personal touch. As far as Brand Your Swag is concerned, that is actually a workbook. So if anybody's interested in purchasing Brand Your Swag, please understand that Brand Your Swag is not just something you read. It's something you actually do, and it takes you through the steps of what I call what's known as personal branding. When you mentioned earlier, if you're a person that likes to wear fresh sneakers, then automatically I would say, first off the rip, if you wear fresh sneakers and you're known for wearing fresh sneakers, then you need to get into the sneaker business. Maybe reselling other people's sneakers, doing the custom sneakers. Maybe you can design sneakers and put little, rhinestones on sneakers, paint sneakers. If you got an art skill or connect with the artist, and now you two can get into the business of designing your own sneakers. Next thing you know, you got your own line of sneakers, and the thing continues from there. And then you can build from the sneakers, get into shoes, get into ladies' shoes. You know, women love their shoes. And this is how, just as quickly as that, I just rattled that off, that people can build business empires based off of things that they like, things they do well, things that that come easy to them. Anybody can build a business empire, no matter who they are, what they do, what they look like, how old they are. And let me give a couple of examples just if people are wondering what I mean by branding your swag. Your swag is your attitude, your personality, your style. If you are fat and unattractive, you can brand your swag. Who would have ever thought that, as Rick Ross said, whoever thought that little fat girl would turn into Oprah? You see, a lot of you that are younger that might be listening to this, sitting next to somebody, she might be fat, a little run down, not very attractive. You understand? You better respect that young lady. You understand? You better respect that young lady. That could be the next Oprah. Or you might be seeing that young dude, he's kind of nerdy. He doesn't talk to the girls. He's shy and withdrawn and such. You might be picking on him. People might be bullying him. But you know what? You better be careful. That young man might grow up to be the next Bill Gates, and you might be working for him. You understand? So, again, it doesn't matter what your swagger is. You know, I'm not talking about people walking around with their pants sagging and speaking a lot of slang. You know, that is a particular swag as well. But you don't have to look like anyone in particular, have any kind of any one type of style about you to be able to brand your swag.
Well, thank you for that, brother. I appreciate you elaborating.
So do you do one-on-one coaching?
That's what I was asking. Do you guys have anything like that? Like, say I wanted to meet with you and you be my personal coach. I mean, is that an option?
I thought I answered that. It's your Success GPS, absolutely.
Yes, that's the website. GPS, okay.
That's right, Your Success GPS. Go to the link, coaching and consulting at hustleuniversity.org, and it's all explained there. I do personal coaching all the time.
Got it.
But I wanted to say this for the people that are a little older or more seasoned, as we say, that are listening. Make no mistake, it doesn't matter how old you are in the game for you to brand your swag as well. And I'll give a perfect example that I love to share with people. You see, a lot of you out there, you're familiar with KFC. You say, oh, yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Yeah, you know Colonel Sanders. That's right. You know Colonel Sanders. But what you don't know is that Colonel Sanders started KFC when he was 65 years old. I'll repeat that again if you weren't listening. Colonel Sanders started KFC when he was 65 years old. So all you people on there that are 50 and above that are listening to this and you feel like you're about to retire and your life is about over, you know, you're on your way out and out of the game, remember that it's never too late for you. If Colonel Sanders at 65 can get up there and get his hustle on, travel the country and sell his recipe to other restaurants, start franchising and licensing at 65, branded his swagger, putting his face on the bucket and being known as that dude that comes around in that suit, that white suit and that pimped out Cadillac. If he can do it at 65, there's no reason why you can't do it too. And then shame on anybody that's 20, 30, 40 that's not doing the same.
Thank you for that little piece of information, too, because a lot of people may feel like, hey, it's too late. I've been sitting on this dream. I've been wanting to sell cupcakes and open a Twinkie shop for 30 years. I don't know where to start. I can't quit my job. So I'm glad you've got some tools out there that are going to work for those people as well. I've had a caller in the queue that's been waiting very patiently for a long time I want to bring in. Let's see. Caller, this is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio. Can you hear me? Hello. Yes, hi, caller. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's not a problem at all. Did you have a question or comment that you wanted to give Brother Hotep this evening?
Well, I'm just listening. I don't really consider myself a business-minded person, and I almost feel like the conversation is over my head. I feel like, you know, just, again, someone who doesn't feel business-minded. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm needing more specific examples of how to go about marketing your swag, so to speak. Hello?
Yeah. I'm here. Brother Hotep, did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, was that was a question. You want more specific examples, ma'am, on how to brand your swag?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right off the bat, I mean, honestly, if Oprah Winfrey, if the example I gave about Colonel Sanders and, you know, some of these other people that I mentioned aren't clear enough examples of how an individual can brand their swagger, then I would definitely recommend that you purchase the book Brand Your Swag, and it'll take you through the process of doing such. But let me say this, that a person that is a person has to be willing and have the desire for more in order for any of this to work. You know, when I have interns or have any bring anybody into Hustle University, the one thing that's required is not experience, it's not knowledge, it's desire. The individual has to have a burning desire for more out of their situation. Now, I'm concerned that that someone would not consider themselves to be business-minded or a hustler by term. And let me be clear what it means to be a hustler. A hustler is anybody that's enterprising, determined to succeed, and a go-getter. And so I'm saying right now that if there's anything in life that you want, if you have goals, anything, a dream for yourself, you have to be willing to become a go-getter and go get it. Because if you're waiting for something to fall out the sky, you're going to be waiting for it a very long time. I find that people from very religious communities suffer from a belief that if you have faith, things are going to come to you. You know, a lot of people use faith as the answer to all their problems. They say, oh, life is not going my way. Have faith, have faith, have faith. Well, faith is great. But what people forget is that faith without works is dead. You see? Faith without works is dead. So I want to inspire you. And for this young lady that has posed the question, if those examples aren't clear enough, to definitely check out the book, Brand Your Swag, and you see that at hustleuniversity.org. But I want you to start changing your language starting today so that you don't continue saying that I'm not a business-minded person or something to that extent, because you don't have to know, have knowledge of business to be business-minded. You just have to have desire and be about your business.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, caller. I appreciate your time and for calling in with that. Brother Hotep, what about the children? How young can someone come into to Hustle University, Inc.? I mean, if I have a seven-year-old, do you have anything for him?
I'm going through what I've created is a Hustle U apprenticeship. And in fact, if you go to the Hustle University site, hustleuniversity.org, on the right side, you'll see a link for internship. That'll take you to one of my new endeavors, which is the Hustler's Apprentice. That'll take you to a website, again, that's hustlersapprentice.com. Just like Sorcerer's Apprentice, but it's Hustler's Apprentice. And right now, that is available to people as young as 15 to 21. But I'm working on changing those and working on changing those age groups and those age ranges. And I haven't finalized how young I'm going to go and how old I will go for the internship opportunity. Right now, because of legalities and the amount of responsibility it requires to deal with people that need parental permission, right now I'm staying away from that. Unless they just want to send emails or tweets or Facebook messages about Hustle University, that's pretty much the extent that younger people under 18 can do for me. However, that doesn't mean that young people can't be touched by the message of Hustle University. In fact, we have a coloring book series that we developed. It's called Scholars Make Dollars. And again, you see information about this on the website. We have coloring books that we've been working on disseminating and distributing to elementary schools throughout Atlanta, and we're working on a national campaign to do the same thing.
Sorry, I was having some problems with my mic there. Thank you for that. So what about the I noticed on your site that you have a little link about publishing a book. Now, are you a publishing company as well? If I had some material that I want to publish, you can publish it, or do you just have tools and you help people publish their own books?
Yes, right now, I own a publishing company, but the only products that I publish are my own products at this time. So that product that you're talking about is called The Hustler's Guide to Publishing and Getting Paid. Now, let me be clear, it's not just The Hustler's Guide to Publishing, and we don't just teach you how to publish your own works. and create your own publishing company, but we will also show you how to get paid. And when I'm talking paid, I'm talking about big money, not one book for $10, but hundreds of books for $10,000, you see. So that product is four classes in that program. It's a four-class product, as well as there's an e-book that it comes with that outlines the whole courses. But my main goal is to teach people. I don't just help people, but I help people help themselves. So right now, that product is designed to help people build their own publishing company and do it themselves.
All right. So for the ladies out there, I also noticed there's something called Ladies Are Hustlers Too. Now, is that pretty much the same thing that you're outlining in the Hustlers Ten Commandments, where you're guiding them, or you have specific things for women, tips for women in that book? I have a lot of ladies that listen to on this particular show as well. So for that lady that's out there thinking about the budding entrepreneur.
That's right. For her and all the other ladies that are listening, I want to be clear that we recognize that ladies are hustlers too. In fact, women are the original hustlers, and we always pay homage to the ladies in our lives and the women that have come before us, because as Tupac said, we get our name from a woman and we get our game from a woman. So first and foremost, shout out to my own mother for providing me with the tools, and of course also shout out to my pops for giving us the rules. You know, my father taught us the knowledge. My mother was the one that taught us how to use that knowledge, and that's the whole combination and the double threat when it comes to Hustle You. Ladies Are Hustlers Too is a special edition of the Hustlers Ten Commandments. So the core of Ladies Are Hustlers Too is the same as the Hustlers Ten, but all the contributing authors and stories and examples that we give are specific to the journey of women, mothers, sisters, daughters, wives, and girlfriends, and their experiences with entrepreneurship. In fact, speaking of that, I recently did a keynote presentation at a women's conference in Savannah, and we just posted up the video from that. So for that young lady that was just that was answering the question, I think that would be a good shot in the arm, a shot of adrenaline for her to see what I mean by changing your language and considering it and utilizing language that's more affirmative and positive when you speak about yourself. And you can go to hustleuniversity.org. On the right side, there's a link that says presentations. Click on presentations and scroll down, and you'll see the third video down. There's that video, and I must say it's one of my best presentations that I've done in a while. I was very proud of that one right there, and that's specifically for the ladies.
All right, and they can find that information on hustleuniversity.org as well.
That's correct, right there.
Well, you know what? Thank you for your time this evening and for sharing your wisdom and all of that information. I hope it inspired some people out there. I know it inspired me. I'm interested in looking at some more of your products, the ones that I haven't already seen. Before I let you go, though, for those that may not have a clear definition or understanding of what you may mean by the word hustler, because of all of the attachment that's been associated with that word, how do you define hustler in hustleuniversity.org? What is a hustler?
Okay, well, Hustle University has taken the definitions of hustle and hustler direct from the source, you know, from the English language and the original definitions of what the words mean and where they come from. We all know as time progresses, people take certain words and apply them in certain contexts, and therefore you have street definitions, slang definitions, and so on and so forth. But we take from the original content and context in which these words were utilized. So with that being said, the word hustle itself, hustle is a verb, that's an action word. To hustle means to act aggressively, especially in business dealings. So the whole attitude towards Hustle University, and the same thing I was saying to the young lady, is that if you plan to be successful in life, you need to act aggressively towards whatever your business endeavor is. And it does not have to be strictly corporate business, but whatever is your endeavor, whatever you are primarily concerned with in life, then you need to act aggressively towards it to be successful. If you are a student, you need to hustle and be aggressive about getting your education. So that is what the word hustle means. A hustler is an enterprising person, someone determined to succeed, a go-getter. So taken from that framework, if any individual out there listening and in the world is determined to succeed, if they are enterprising and want more out of their lives, if they are a go-getter, then by definition, that person is a hustler. My name is Hotep, president and founder of Hustle University, found at hustleuniversity.org, saying thank you, Aisha, for the opportunity, and thank you, everybody, for listening. I look forward to seeing you as a member or being your coach, your success GPS. And I am saying peace and good night.
Thank you so much, Brother Hotep. Peace to you, and you have a wonderful evening.
All right.
All right. Thank you again, Hotep, for taking time out to call into the show and share hustleuniversity.org. I'll be back next Tuesday, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. Now, for my Bay Area people that are tuned in and do not know and that have been asking me and asking me, when are you going to do a co-ed trip? When are you going to do a co-ed trip? We're doing a co-ed wine tasting trip June 11th. That's Father's Day weekend. It's a Saturday. Get your man or somebody that you want to be your man. Or if you don't have a man, better yet, bring somebody with you that's just your boy. And then everybody else is going to do that. Maybe you'll leave with a man and a bottle of wine at the end of the wine tasting trip. So if you want more information, go to my website, www.iamheretoinspire.com. For those that were interested in coming on the Atlantic Girlfriend Getaway, there's still some space available. You don't want to miss out on this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's next week. Not next week, sorry, next month. So I love you. I love you all. I look forward to talking to you next week. Peace. Love one another.
Ladies, how you doing? This is Aisha with Here to Inspire Radio and Exotic Faces, and I wanted to personally invite you to come experience the eclectic side of Atlanta. I'm going to be hosting a fabulous Girlfriends Getaway May 20th through May 22nd in the beautiful city of Atlanta. Now, ladies, if you've been dying to visit Hotlanta, this is the time and this is the trip you're going to want to be on. We're going to be jam-packed with activities from the moment you step off the plane. Your price includes a fabulous hotel, transportation, entry into all of the scheduled events that we're going to, and much more. We'll be visiting popular places throughout Atlanta. You'll be eating at beautiful restaurants. We'll go wine tasting as well as have a relaxing spa day to finish things off. So if you want more information about this, go to atlantagfgetaway.eventbrite.com. That's atlantagfgetaway.eventbrite.com. Don't miss out on this fun-filled event, ladies. It's for you. Peace.